A while back, a bunch of fellas, might even call them heroes, these fellas got together and decided that folks should have a right to say whatever they wanted, believe what they wanted to believe, even drink rum all day if the mood struck you. These men founded a nation. Then 230 years later, give or take a few, another group of fellas came along. They too thought folks should say whatever, do whatever, and drink whatever. And so they gathered from across this great continent, from this great Salt Lake to the hills of Appalachia, from the Jersey Shore to the heartland of America, hell, even up into the frozen wasteland that is Canada. And they watched movies, and they talked a lot of shit. But they pissed off a lot of people, and it got to be a hassle, so they just went off and did other things. But now they're back. Not because they're the heroes we deserve. Not because they're the heroes we need, or even the ones we want. But because they are just that. Heroes. Who watch movies, talk shit, and piss people off. Of course, they wouldn't call themselves heroes at all. You're just a bunch of douches.
You.
Okay, one in. Is that fucking moron? Oh, there he is.
Did you just call me a fucking moron? Seriously?
Oh, no, I didn't even see you there. J. Stephen Thompson, how are you?
Pretty good, twat.
Great. Great. J. Stephen Thompson. Nice. I've known you for like, I don't know, 10 years, and I didn't realize you had a first name. Nice. Nice to find out.
I think everybody has a first name.
Well, you know what I mean. I thought Steven was your first name, you friggin' twat. Whatever.
It's not my fault you don't pay attention to anything.
Typical hillbillies. They don't fucking tell you the truth about anything. Fucking liars. Typical.
Okay, I'm a preacher.
Yeah, you said something about that. I know. Something about Sunday school. I know. The amount of cursing you do, you have to be a preacher. Jesus Christ. Anyway, and we are here?
Oh, my God. What is that?
What happened to him? What fucking happened to him? Oh, come on. Where is he? Mike! No? I see his big fat head, but I don't see him. Oh, come on, Michael.
He's watching TV or some shit.
Yeah, but I just heard him, and then he went, and now he's out there. I'll fucking kill all you guys. Oh my god. I hate.
Hey, we set up like half an hour ago, dude. We've been sitting around waiting.
No,
on
I
you.
Didn't.
Oh, there. What the?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, either. I didn't.
Great. Your basement Skype sucks dick. Awesome.
If I don't know and he.
See, who's he talking to? Oh my god. Shoot me now.
Oh my god, are you watching TV or something, Vaughn?
Yeah. I just have something on. You can hear it? Jesus, it's not even that loud.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Whoa. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
No, you're kind of going in and out.
Yeah, you might want to, like, upgrade your AOL account.
No. No way. I'm grandfathered into some.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Sweet stuff.
Oh, Christ. Fucking shoot me. Steven, how are you? How you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. You?
Good. I'm very happy to see that the Kindle version of that book is doing very well.
Yeah, it's doing all right. Made a couple bucks.
When is the actual print edition of that come out?
Actually hit last night.
Okay, cool. I'll have to put some money out and buy it.
Yeah.
I like having, you know, physical things in my hands. No offense to the Kindle stuff, but I'd rather have something sitting on a shelf.
Wait, we don't get free.
That's what she said.
I already, I have a free copy of it on my phone, but I'd rather just have a physical copy of it.
Do you know what I'm getting tired of? Thinking that you guys can't hear me right now.
I can hear you now fine. You sound great. What'd you do? Play with the wires?
Where'd Mike go?
You guys can't hear me. No, I did nothing.
Did you throw your special undies around the wires?
Are you there, Mike? Mike, are you there?
Did you pray that you're... What is it? Was it Pastor Mike? What's the guy that... The guy who was sitting on the boat, you know, praying to God? Oh, God, help me. I would love to have... as my followers, bald, bearded retards who are only into college football and college basketball. Oh, God. No.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know. I don't even know. Fuck. He comes in for like 2 seconds and all of a sudden...
That's all I'm into.
Yeah, you are. And Spanish women. Spanish women?
Mexicans.
Mexicans. Guatemalans. Anyone.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Don't tell my...
Oh, my God, Mike.
Fuck you, Mike! Fuck you!
You're rich. You should have a better connection than all of us.
I know! I'm just going to put this up. I'm just not even going to... We shouldn't even record. I'll just cut off now and just post this as the next fucking episode.
Fuck, we lost Mike again.
Fuck him! Fuck him! Ugh. So have you started writing out the second book, or are you taking a little time just gonna see how everything goes with this?
I've actually got ideas for like the next four.
Okay.
So yeah. It's just a matter of which one I'm going to do next, and I don't know. I'd like to have it done before March because I'm exclusive with Amazon until March.
Okay. So you want to get as much as you can out through them.
Right, and then what I'll do is, like, when the second book gets finished, we'll, like, try to put it out for, like... Oh. God damn it.
Fuck me! I'm actually now kind of in the mood to talk on the fucking podcast about these fucking anime movies, and Mike's fucking Wi-Fi sucks a fat cock. Ugh. This is worse than just Tim not showing up. And there he goes. He's texting me again. That's all he has to say. Cocksucker. Ugh. The worst. If you weren't preoccupied with adding pictures of your girlfriend on your fucking Facebook, you would actually be able to...
Why? I'm here!
Oh, there he is. What the fuck, Mike? Are you? Mike?
Oh my gosh, you're right. Let me go.
Oh my God.
Let him go what?
I don't fucking...
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wait.
I know, but your connection is bullshit, dude. Seriously, I have not gotten a complete sentence out of you yet.
He said on the thing he's going to restart his router, but he keeps popping in and out.
Okay, well, we got like 10 minutes of him before.
Yeah, that was a great podcast, everyone. Awesome.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Douchecast.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Fuck him. Ugh. Why do I keep doing this fucking show? If I have to follow a fucking Latter-day Saint, an ex-pastor from Ohio, no. A punk rocker from fucking the ass end of Canada, and, well, Stephen Thompson. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm still here. You're here? He's still there. I still see his stupid fat face. No mic yet, that prick. Oh, I fucking hate him. Fucking hate him. Oh, Christ almighty. And I'm sitting on the couch going, are they going to text me? Are they going to text me? Because I'm just going to be like, all right, I'm just going to wait until somebody says something on the text, and then I'll go up and I'll set everything up. And then, yeah, Mike makes it comes like, oh, okay, good. I was like, all right, fine, let's do this. And then, yeah, his fucking Utah router sucks a big old dick. I was like, awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot, pal. Thanks a lot.
I'm just glad it's something to eat this month. I actually had to rerun my cable last week because the fucking dog chewed it up.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's lovely. That's some bullshit right there. Christ.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass, but
uh-huh.
Yeah, because every 30 I'd be right in the middle of doing something online, and it's like, you know, no internet connection. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I go over and like pull on the cable, and it's just like shredded to ribbons.
Right.
You
know? Awesome.
I was like, oh my god, this is fucking ridiculous.
Great. What a pain in the ass. What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Fortunately, there's like a junction right there next to, like a little connector right there.
Yeah.
So just had to replace like 3 feet. So it wasn't too bad, but. Didn't have to crawl under the house and fucking rerun the whole line.
No, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, because I'm not getting under the house again.
Yeah, you may never come back.
That's right. I find me under there.
Yeah, a couple days later. Where the fuck did he go? Oh, he died under the house trying to fix the cable. Awesome.
Yeah, what the fuck's that smell?
That smells like Dad, but I'm not exactly sure if it is Dad. Let's go check. Fucking Mike. Christ. Oh, what a piece of shit! Oh, fucking hell. Christ almighty.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's typing. He's trying to connect. Oh, my god.
I fucking hate you, Mike. I hate you! I should just post this. Like, I should just take this whole conversation, no edits, just put the music in, introduction, outro, and then post this as the next episode. Because it's like, it's much more entertaining than what we're gonna do with this. Try to talk about these two fucking movies that I watched like 2 months ago, so I don't, well, the first one I kind of remember very well, but the second one is like, I don't think I was fully awake when I watched it the one time I watched it, so
yeah, I was kind of in and out on it, because I was like actually sitting here reading the book while I was watching the movie.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, oh, that's different.
Well, like the first one, I remember, like, I've seen that like a good amount of times, because it's like one of those films, like first anime films I saw when I was a kid. So it's like, oh yeah, I remember this. So it didn't really like, I really didn't have to be like digging my head too deep into it. But the second one, I was like, because I did them like back to back, and I started watching them late. And then the second one, I was like, oh yeah, I'll watch this at like 11:40. And like, midway through it, I'm sleeping. I'm like just, and I fell asleep in the couch in this room, and I woke up around 2 with the. With the animatic for the opening of the DVD playing, and I was like, oh fuck, I was like, I don't even remember what the fuck. So I tried to watch it the next morning, and it just kind of got a little crazy. I was like, oh fuck, this is not gonna happen. So I remember like maybe half of it.
Yeah, there's not too much to remember in.
Yeah, the first one I like, but I think it's, there's like no story to it at all, which kind of stinks. You know, it's very simple, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The book, it's the plot's a little bit more complex.
Yeah, it's like they simplified it to like, so they can at least get people to watch it. Maybe they just didn't have the money to do that big of a story. They're like, oh, okay, and it's just like, okay, you know. And then they were like, all right, we'll just try to do the basics of it. It's like, okay, and you read some. I've read some of those books, like a handful of the stories from those books, and it's like, oh, these are actually really elaborate, you know. Really fun kind of stories. And the second one's got a lot more story to it, but I don't know.
Yeah, because the first one, like, just kind of drops you in, like, right in the middle of it, and you just gotta figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
Whereas the second one, they're like, okay, this is, you know, 25,000 years in the future or whatever, and that's where the books are, like, really in-depth as far as, you know, the history, the vampires, and the humans. It's really, I like the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the animes too. And the second one, I didn't like the story. I mean, I do like the story, but
yeah.
It, I mean, the thing with it is it's just so damn, I thought it was very well, the animation.
Yeah.
It's just fucking beautiful in the second one.
Uh-huh. It's very simplistic, I mean, it's, in the first one. Because I think if I remember correctly, the guy who made the first one is also making that Fist of the North Star movie, you know, the animated film, at the same time. So it's got a very similar, I'd say both are very similar in art style, you know. And then the second film was like, you know, a couple of like 10, 15 years later or something like that, and they had a lot more time and money to kind of do it up. It was like, oh, all right, this is awesome.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, and that's the thing with this movie. I mean, at the time when the first one was made, no one had really had any faith in whether or not it was going to do anything. It's like, okay, we're going to make a horror cartoon for adults.
Yeah.
And even in Japan, that was like a tough sell.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's become like a whole subgenre. You know, you got your Tokyo Ghoul and Death Note. And...
Yo.
Oh, God. Holy cow, look what it is.
You guys.
Not 100%, but I can't hear you. Oh, God. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to move to Utah and strangle you with your fucking beard.
Yeah.
Ugh! What is wrong with your computer, with your shit tonight? You're Mr. fucking, like.
Yeah, you're the, like, you've got a master's degree in this bullshit.
Yeah. The fuck?
I think he's gone again.
He's gone. Fuck. Anyway, what were we saying before you rudely interrupted us? No, but like,
yeah, I mean, the whole thing's kind of blossomed into like this whole its own genre, you know, the Japanese horror thing with the High School of the Living Dead and Death Note and Tokyo Ghoul. I mean, a lot of good shit's come out of it since then. Yeah, you know, once they were able to, you know, show with the first movie that, okay, this can work. Adults will fucking watch this shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, from a historical perspective, it's, you know, pretty fascinating that that's what it started with.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And there's a lot to like in like my favorite shit in both these movies is where he's dealing with like the mutants and fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, because it looks like the like animation artists had like just let their imaginations kind of go and do all this fucking freaky shit.
Yeah, and it's pretty gnarly. Yeah, a lot of that shit is pretty fucking gnarly. Because it's gross and grody and like just shit. Just like, all right, we're gonna have like, you know, a mouth, like as many teeth as I can think you can handle in there. And it's just, you know, it's all hot for like some kind of human flesh. So it's gonna be, let me think, spitting out a lot of friggin' fluid because it's starving. It knows there's a human here and it wants some food. And it's like, oh, that's rank. That's gnarly. Yeah. A lot of those early 80s kind of, what the hell? Mike to Christmas call. What the fuck? What the fuck, Mike? Oh, you suck. But a lot of those, like, early 80s kind of, like, horror anime are, like, just like, oh, yeah, let's just make the most gross fucking things we can think of that we can animate. And they don't even, they can be as simplistic as shit because there's, really, like, you know, they're not full-framed monsters. It's like, oh, we'll just keep repeating the same look back and forth, you know. But it looks pretty fucking like something out of your nightmares. It's like, oh yeah, I don't need that. And I do remember a lot of these horror animes kind of giving me some fucked up nightmares when I was young, because I was like, hey, that's gross as shit. Look at that.
Did you ever watch Berserk?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, that's another one that's got like those scenes where it's just like, okay, let's just get as fucking far out bizarre fucking creatures as we can come up with. And I really, really love the Berserk series, even though, you know, well, both of them have their own flaws.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it gets to this kind of psychedelic fucking nightmare shit, it's just so effective.
Yeah, it works really well. Mm-hmm. Unlike Mike's Skype, it works really well. He's a dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know. Like, we can. I think, you know, I do enjoy this kind of stuff. I do enjoy anime. I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, you can't be a film fan. You can't like anime because you're one. I'm like old. Like, I can't. I'm not a 14-year-old teen girl who's just hanging out, you know. But like, I've been watching this shit since I was a kid. So it's like, you know, and I keep watching this stuff. I'm not like. But, like, every time I go back to this stuff, it kind of hits and miss. Like, I watched the first Vampire in the D a couple months back. And I was like, I wasn't particularly blown away with it. And then I watched it again for this. And I was like, okay, I can see why I like this and why this whole thing works.
Wait, are you recording?
Yes, we're recording. Are you working? Hello?
You there, Mike?
I hate him. I hate him. Anyway, let me continue what I was talking about, because he sucks. I'm recording all this, and this is going up as an episode. I don't care.
Yeah, that fucking works for me.
Yeah.
We'll cut out all the Christmas shit and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I'll cut out some things. I'm not going to post this for another week. But anyway, that's what I was getting to. But, like, yeah.
Am I on?
Oh, my God. No, you die.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead. Talk. Say hi.
On.
Oh, my God. What was I saying?
You watched this stuff as a kid, and then didn't care too much for it a couple weeks ago.
It's so
bad.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're the worst. You know, you get paid good money for all this, and you're eating this. Have fun. Yeah, have fun, Mike. I'll talk to you later. Jesus, the worst. No, but like, I rewatched this a couple weeks ago, like a month or two ago. And I was like, like, I like the concept, but like we've said before, it's very simplistic. So I was like, oh, I thought this was much worse than I remember when I was a kid. And then rewatching it again a couple months back when we were originally going to start this, record this, I was like, oh shit, like, this is actually, it's fun. It's, you know, because it's the story's simple, but like, yeah, you have all those like weird monsters that he's fighting, and like, especially like when he's trying to like escape the castle that one time. Where it's just an onslaught of just gross, nasty-looking monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, okay, I kind of enjoy what's going on here. Yeah, the whole fact that the character that we're following, D, is like, you know, he's not really explained. Like, you know, he's a vampire, he's a half-human, half-vampire. That's pretty much it, and it's kind of loosely said that maybe he might be the son of Dracula. I think even, if I remember correctly, in the books it's even stated that way. Like, he's not really... It's not 100% sure that maybe he may or may not be, but you know that he's half a vamp. He's a half vampire, half human.
Yeah, they make it a little more clear that he's. I mean, it's very strongly implied that he's the son of Dracula, yeah. And that's why he's so much more powerful than the other damn fears.
And everybody else, yeah. Well, like the scene with the doctor when the doctor transforms and attacks the girl, and like it gets really gnarly there. Like it's like, oh, that's fucking nasty. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember, I can still live with this. This actually isn't that bad. But, yeah, like I said, I rewatched the second one. I kind of fell asleep to it. But there were certain things I liked. I liked the fact that there was more of a story going on in that second film. You know, they bring you more characters. I think there's a bunch of, like, I'm mistaken, there's a bunch of, like, bounty hunters roaming around.
And their big-ass battle van.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Yeah, it's was the thing I like, the werewolf that come out of the guy's stomach.
Yeah, when it transforms, that was pretty cool.
That was badass.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you get that with the Japanese. They'll put it a little different twist on things and make it fucking freaky. So you know, instead of like just a guy turning into a wolf, this big ass fucking wolf's head comes out of the guy's stomach, and it's like. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here, and I mean, it feels like it's got a real Western influence too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got the guy, you know, the lone stranger rides into town on these fucking horse. He sets shit right, and then fucking rides off into the sunset.
And the fact that like he has like a Paco, like a you know, the Pancho Sancho type of character with him in his hand. You know, he's mm-hmm. You got the wisecracking, shit-talking character. And then not actually having another character, like, hanging out with him, which is cool. Because he's the character in the movies is strictly based on, like, Eastwood's character in the Leone films.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think he's much more, if I remember correctly, from just the kind of, the artwork they would put in those books, he was much more effeminate in those books. You know, much more like a sexy vampire.
And that's the way he's described too, as being, you know, it's never like ruggedly handsome. He's always like very beautiful.
Yeah.
They always tend to use like feminine type adjectives to describe him.
Yeah. And in these films, he's this like 17-foot tall, like Clint Eastwood looking motherfucker, who says about six words in each film,
And yeah, he has his little, he has his sidekick, which is the palm of it, a monster within the palm of his hands, which is, a, which I don't think is really explained in the comic and the movies all that well.
I don't think it's, a, and it's not explained in the books either.
Yeah.
That I can recall. Which, I don't remember them ever giving an explanation why his left hand has a fucking face in it.
Yeah. Which I don't and, mind. I like because that character is kind of, you know, it does all the, like, there's a scene in the first film when he gets attacked and he becomes, like, incapacitated. And it has to, the hand has to pretty much, you know, work to get him back to some kind of stimulant so he can get up before this big, like I guess, infestation almost. Like, it's like a tornado of death is just going to come over and eat him alive while he lays there passed out. And then in the other film, he does something else, too. I can't remember what exactly it was in the second film. My brain is just like... but yeah, it's a great kind of
Doesn't he eat like a bunch of monsters at some point?
Oh yeah, like little monsters, right?
Yeah. So yeah, left hand. It's kind of weird, and you know he can revive D if he eats all of the four main elements: air, water, fire, and earth.
But that's, like I said, I like that character because it does, like you were saying, it does remind me of almost a spaghetti western, not just a western, but a spaghetti western.
Mm-hmm. Because
there's always in spaghetti westerns, you always have the big bat, you always have the lone guy who, for some strange reason, always has a Terrence Hill kind of character stuck to him, and has to pretty much deal with him. Like they first are like they're not friendly, like he doesn't particularly care for the guy. And then by the end of the film, they're kind of pals. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He's shown that he actually can do anything. He's not just a wisecracker who's just talking shit. He actually can, you know, put up with the amount of crap he's talking, which is nice. This makes me want to go watch.
And the two main characters in my book have that same relationship.
Yeah, look at that.
There you go. It's such a staple of those. And even to, like, some respect, like... oh shit! The old Wild Bill show where Wild Bill Hickok, and he had Andy Devine as a sidekick.
Right,
who was
right,
just
right.
Nothing there to be but a comic relief.
A ball buster, yeah.
Yeah.
Now just thinking about this makes me want to go on because for some odd reason Amazon Prime right now has a bunch of the old Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill films on there. Like if you pay for Prime. It's just covered. They're decent cuts of the films, like, you know, old VHS cuts. But it's like, oh, now that's what I want to do now when we get off this fucking, off this call. I want to sit there and watch Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill films now. Like,
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like, because that's what it reminds me of. I mean, not as goofy. Those films are much more comedic.
Well, and some of them are, and then you've got others like God Forgives, I Don't.
Yeah, okay.
Trinity films are... Yeah, they're straight ass comedies.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the slapstick and stuff, and they're still fucking awesome. My dad and I, those were the first Terrence Hill, Bud Spencer movies I saw. My dad is a huge fan of Trinity.
Nice.
So he turned me onto those.
And weirdly, the character in your book looks kind of like him from the cover. Is that a coincidence? No.
No, it's not a coincidence. The main characters were based on Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, and it's always good to plug my book.
Yeah, weird. We're not doing that at all tonight.
Not at all.
Not at all, never.
But no, it was a very conscious decision because it was a, it makes up such a huge kind of part of the subgenre.
Mm-hmm.
Was you have these kind of characters that are, you know, ones real, look at Terrence Hill and Henry Fonda and My Name Is Nobody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's they're fun films. I mean, like, if you're listening to the show for the camaraderie and the jokes, well, we hate Mike, so we're all kind of even on that. and I think we've been pretty funny about it. But yeah, I mean,
he's a twat.
Yeah, he is. But I think the first film is definitely worth checking out. There's like a weird thing with the second film. I know that the second film was only English language only. I know that whoever made the film, whoever produced it, deliberately did that. They like made an English language only like track for the English version. And the Japanese, you can only get the Japanese version in Japan. You can't even get like the Blu-ray that's out that I know of doesn't even have the Japanese dub track on it. with subtitles. Right.
Yeah, because they actually, and this is one of those rare cases where they actually had an English voice cast.
Yeah.
Versus going back in and trying to overdub and get the lip flaps to match up.
Like they did with the streamlined dub, yeah. The original.
Yeah, and just about every fucking, you know, anime is done that way. You've got the original, and then they bring it over and edit it, and then you try to write a script around how many syllables their mouths are moving. And sometimes it makes for, like, some really shitty dialogue, so that's why I like to,
Yeah,
the purists, we like to watch with the subtitles because you get a little bit closer to what the original intent was. But yeah, this was done kind of the opposite way with an actual American cast. You got John DiMaggio, who's famous for Futurama, especially Bender.
Yep.
He does, what, 5 or 6 voices? Then you got Dwight Schultz, who played Howling Mad Murdoch in the A-Team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got a pretty fun little role. Was what are they called, the Barbados or whatever?
Yeah.
The City of Mutants. That's probably my favorite segment because you got all these fucked up monsters living together, and you know, of course, D has to fight them. So that's fucking badass. And then you've got The other thing I like about these movies is it really does kind of pull from, like, a lot of the traditional, you know, influences. Like, he's, you know, the son of Dracula, and then you got Carmilla in the second movie as the big badass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really pulling from the traditional vampire lore as well as putting its own sci-fi spin on it. So it's just all together. It makes for, like, this real interesting mashup of...
Yeah.
Of vampire lore and sci-fi and spaghetti westerns, and I mean, it's just really neat the way they kind of just put it all into a blender, and it came out came out the way it did.
Yeah,
and like I said about the second one, the artwork in the second one is far superior to the artwork in the first one in every respect.
Yeah, they had more money and they had more time to do things, and it's just. It, like, they still bring over the same character stuff because D doesn't look any different, but you can definitely tell that they spent a lot more time, like, really going into detail on everything else. Because, like I said, like, the first film is kind of, the monsters are very kind of, they're cool looking, don't get me wrong, but they're very kind of like, okay, we need to slapdash something together real quick, so we're going to do, we'll get, like, 3 or 4 really good frames of this thing and then repeat it 400 times to make it look like it's actually doing something.
Yeah, and a lot of the monsters are all like two colors, black outline with like pink.
And then there's like those scenes when he's escaping where it's clearly it looks like just like, you know, a macaroni and cheese of monsters all over the place. It's just like 3 different colors, and you can kind of see what the hell it is. Like, it's just like outline drawings just pretty much covered in one color because they just couldn't afford to get really in detail.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like choppy motion and just still scenes where there's just minimal movement in it, even for anime, which is like you're only talking what 8 frames per second to begin with.
Yeah.
So they've really kind of, you know, even really... by those standards, they were like, okay, we're going to do like 2 frames per second, and we'll just hold on a close shot.
Yeah.
And put some dialogue over top of it. So yeah, you can really see the seams there in the first one. But I still think it's a great movie. It's a hell of a lot of fun. And it's the one, it's kind of like, you know, with it being the first one, my daughter, who is a huge anime fan, you know, she watches fucking everything. And when she comes to me and says, hey, I want you to watch this, it's like, okay, is it as good as or better than Vampire Hunter D? And if it's not, then I don't want to watch it. It's kind of like my it's kind of like my benchmark for anime is it has to be as good as Vampire Hunter D because it does do so many things very well despite budget limitations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think that we can wrap it up. There will be some editing in this show. So it may not be as long as I see it right now. But who cares? Mike sucks. What's new? We don't know what we're going to do the next month. I don't know whose pick is it. Yours pick was this month. So
yeah,
would be like, who was last month? Was that Tim?
Don't remember.
Or was it Jeff? Fucking tool. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll do it over the text. We'll figure this the whole thing out, the whole lovely thing out, and maybe we'll get a show out before February. Weird. Scary.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, hopefully Mike gets his fucking Skype fixed. Jesus Christ, get his wife.
Yeah, that was. That's bullshit. But hey, this we actually had an intelligent conversation about a fucking movies this time instead of just ball busting.
Yeah,
so
that's nice. Well, there's
so a good you fuckers,
of, good amount of both if you really think about it. You know.
Yeah. Well, when you got a twat like Michael to fucking deal with,
gets paid good money to do this and can't even figure out his home fucking internet. What's new? What a tool bag.
Yeah, he's pulling down what 7 figures or some shit.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's rich even by Mormon standards, because they're like the Masons. They all like fucking. It's all very incestuous. Yeah. Their business dealings and
you know,
shit. So
the more ever since I've been friends with him, it's always been fascinating to me to read about his religion and the fact that some of their practices and their shit was kind of just taken from the Freemasons. It's pretty funny. I'm like, oh, like some of their practices and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of wonder, like, if, like, the Scientologists, you know, they've got the secret level that no one's supposed to know about. I bet you Mike's hiding something.
Yeah, he's probably, like, well, he probably got knocked
down.
Because
we know about Kolob and shit. Yeah.
But he probably got knocked down a notch when he got divorced, so it probably was like, yeah, because he's not allowed to wear the underwear anymore, so, you know.
Yeah, once they take away your underwear, that's...
Pretty much it. It's like that special being
defrocked.
It's a festival prize you find in the Cracker Jack box type of thing. It's like, oh, shit. I don't have my crackers anymore. All right. Well, like I said, we'll figure that out. We'll get something posted
and
within the next 6 months.
Yeah, and you fuckers listening at home, don't get used to us actually fucking...
Doing this, yeah.
Being serious.
Yeah, for once. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, motionpicturemassacre@gmail.com. Best way to do it. No one really does. So, I guess we'll figure that out. Anyway.
Yeah, go buy my book.
Yeah, go buy it. What is the name of this book, by the way?
Incident at Whisper Falls.
Yeah, it's on Kindle, and it should be, what, you said it is available. As of this recording, it will be available through Amazon in a, you know, physical paper edition. If you're not a big fan of
using
computers,
sale now.
And you actually want to buy a physical edition, it is available. So, pick it up.
Yeah, and if you run into me somewhere in public, I'll even sign it for you, bitches, for free. For free. You can't beat that fucking price.
If he wants to acknowledge it first off, and then he'll sign it for you, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see me, like, in my RoboCop suit. My rascal scooting down the streets of Milton.
That's never
wearing a
old
cowboy hat. And,
yeah. Cybernetic cowboy.
Yay, motherfuckers.
All right. Goodbye, people. Bye-bye.
Later.
Yeah, that actually wasn't a bad conversation. Yeah.
No,
even if Mike sucks a fat dick, it wasn't a bad conversation.
Well, it's not like he would have had anything to contribute.
I know, he would have just kind of like babbled on like an incoherent Mormon. Yeah. This doesn't help my overall appearance, appealings. I like horror movies, but I had to cut out all the bad sexy time because my kids were watching.
Does he really do that? Edits
no. I think he did it one time with his kids. I think he was doing that, if I remember correctly. If I remember something he said
that sounds
it on,
like something Mike would do, and I'm like, I just I think I have had a conversation about it.
Let it slide.
Corey growing up, his favorite movie was like Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
And it was like, uncut. he's like 6 years old. Can we watch Starship Troopers? Fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, man. Yeah.
That's probably what happened to him.
My girls,
they've gotten as bad as me, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Every fucking day. It's like, you fucking cunt. You bet.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Where do you guys learn this stuff from?
Yeah. He learned it from you, Dad. Yeah, and then I get all sad and
cry a little tears, like, aww.
Oh. How sweet.
Well, like yeah. I said, like I will pick that. I want to pick that up because I you saw the Kindle. I was like, oh, it's cool. It's cool. It's on Kindle, but I don't have anything to play that. Like, I know I could do it on my phone, but I was like, I need a physical copy of it. Like, if anything, like
I was gonna say, I gave you a copy, didn't I?
Yeah, I have it on my phone, but I rather, you know, I want something on the shelf. You know what I mean? I like to have it on the shelf. I'll read it again, but I like to have something to put on the shelf. You know, I'm a big fan of physical media, if you don't know me.
Yeah, I know. You've got this tactile thing.
Yeah, very ridiculous with it. Kind of almost to the point of, like relationship killing type of tactical idiocy with it. It's kind of dumb.
It's called hoarding.
Yeah, it's not fun. All right, well, like I said, when I was texting, I was kind of exhausted, so I'm kind of pissed that Mike kind of fucked this up. So I'm going to crap out.
All right, buddy.
And we'll talk. We'll talk to him. We'll talk in text and stuff like that, and figure out what's going to go on, and you know, continue to badmouth Mike, that piece of shit.
Well, of course.
All right, but thank you for doing this.
Oh no, man. Mm-hmm. Anytime.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll talk. Catch you later, my man.
Talk to you later, buddy. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you too, buddy.
And bye.
Bye. So there you have it, the Douchecast 5000. You probably learned very little about a movie and a lot about what not to say and do in polite society. You may have laughed or you may just be pissed off. Either way, I know I'm going to sleep a little easier tonight knowing that they're out there somewhere, watching the wrong movies, saying the wrong things, and just generally celebrating the wrongness of it all. And maybe, just maybe, they really are heroes. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed, I know when night has gone.